Good morning and welcome to The Piano Bench on Spokane Public Radio. I'm Jim Tevenin. Every so often, it's fun to catch up with people who you have known, you've seen grow and develop and move off into the world to make their way. And sometimes they come back home. They come back home for conversation and ideally to show what's been happening in their lives. Such was the case with Archie Chin, his wife Rona, and their children, Solomon and Sheba, who came to our Spokane Public Radio studios about a month ago for conversation and music. Of course, Archie and Rona are the masterminds and the driving force behind the Piano Academy of Ireland in Dublin and the Dublin International Piano Festival and Summer Academy. Throughout the program, you're going to hear Archie playing, and he did this in our KPBX studio, The Carnival Scenes of Vienna, music of Robert Schumann. Enjoy.
Thank you.
For those who are not completely familiar with your story, you were raised here and went away to school and then found yourself in Ireland. Tell us a little bit about that journey.
Yes. Born and raised in Spokane, lived here for most of my life, and then moved on to Indiana University, where I did all my university degrees, including my master's. And it was during my master's that I met, had an opportunity to play and meet John O'Connor, who really liked my playing. And so he subsequently invited me to Positano for his Beethoven boot camp. And that's where we got to know each other a little bit more. And that's when I kind of took the initiative to pursue studies in Dublin.
All right. And that's where also you got your doctorate, which was down the road a piece from your first meeting with John O'Connor and going back there to study.
Yes, absolutely. The doctorate program didn't exist when I went to Ireland. So it was only in subsequent years that the program was developed. And I was fortunately one of the first to receive a doctorate in Ireland.
And you did much more than just study and play back there. You established a family, which was, of course, a major step in everybody's life.
Yes. Well, I landed on my feet for sure. Found an amazing wife who shares the same passion as me. It's amazing to be able to work together and with someone that you love so much and able to share the passion. And then also we have two kids now who are 9 and 10 and they all play as well. So it's... Thank you.
let's back up for just a second, and I'm going to ask your wife to come to the microphone here and welcome, I think for the first time on Spokane Public Radio Air, Rona Chen. Rona, thanks for coming in today, and you can split this one up however you wish, but I'd love to know how you guys met and just what are the circumstances and, you know, how did you grow closer?
Hi. Well, we met, it's about 13, 14 years ago. Soon after Archie came, I think I had my own piano studio in Dublin. I had just started, I think about a year, working for myself as a self-employed piano teacher. Having worked for various schools before that, I decided to go out on my own and do my own thing. It was about a year later, I decided I wanted to get the travel bug thing out of my system. And so, off I went around the world for 6 months to Australia and New Zealand, Indonesia, all of those lovely countries on the east. So I placed an ad for a piano teacher to look after my lovely students while I was away. So Archie, amongst others, answered the ad. And of course, Archie was the obvious choice when I met him. I was already dating somebody actually at the time. And so I believe Archie was too. So it was purely a professional relationship. He came on board and looked after my students fantastically. Off I went and came back. I think then it was the following year when he contacted me again. I think he had been on some kind of a grant which had finished, and I think he was, desperately seeking for employment, which obviously isn't, it's not always easy to find. And so he rang me again, and I said, well, I really only have my own students, but let me just see what I can do. And actually that time, 2006, was the height of the boom time. And so I placed an ad this time for students. And within a couple of days, I had received, full quota. He was looking for 2 days. I rang him up. I said, I have 3 days work for you. He said, that's perfect. I can teach for 3 days, practice for 3 days, and I get a day off as well. So that was that. Of course, the phone kept ringing, and, I then now needed to find more teachers. So it was a very organic thing. I never actually planned to run a music school, but it was Archie's initiation, I suppose. He was the instigator, and that's how it all began. And then I suppose within a few months we had 3 more teachers, then, and on it went. So it was about 6-8 months later when we romantically got involved, and that was I suppose the start of our love affair. And so on it went, and we've obviously built a school and an international festival since then.
Thank you.
And in terms of the festival, that's something that usually occupies a lot of your time in the summer, but you've taken a summer off from the festival?
Yes, indeed. It's not just a summer, actually, that is intense. It's actually all throughout the year because, of course, you have to book the artists years in advance and get all the logistics and the venues booked and all that stuff and marketing. And gosh, it's actually, now talking about it, it's such a such a gargantuan thing that we've done. So it's really good to get a little break, to catch up with family, to edit a CD that I recorded that I haven't had a chance to do. And so it's a great time to catch up, not only from a family point of view, but also personally, from personal development.
Right. What's your festival called?
It's the Dublin International Piano Festival and Summer Academy.
And Summer Academy. And the festival essentially is a periodic throughout the year.
It happens kind of like the last, kind of like right now, it would be kind of ramping up to it the last 2 weeks of July.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. Very good. And your lives now, Archie, is it split between performance and teaching, administering?
Yeah. So I'm split many ways, I guess. And it's enjoyable because you get a little bit of the networking with other musicians. You get to know how the system works, which, like, you know, how managers, you know, react to you. And just working with artists in general is really great because you get to know the different kind of personalities and some divas, and, you know, some people are really easy to work with. And you learn to deal with people and be a people person. Mm-hmm. More so than just being an artist and practicing by yourself in a practice room all the time. So it's given me a real kind of chance to be actively social in the genre.
And I won't ask who the difficult ones are. I'll just pass over that in silence. Now, in terms of your own performance, you, of course, made your mark in the playing of Chopin.
Yes.
Is that still your main focus? Or are you branching off into, not that any pianist solely plays one composer, but certainly that has been what you are known for and what you did your doctorate on.
Exactly. Yes, Chopin will always be in my repertoire and always be a part of me as a, and I will always be passionate about the composer. And the piano repertoire is so vast that, you know, it takes several lifetimes to learn. So I've just decided now that just to learn as much repertoire as possible. And I've been exploring other composers such as Schumann and Schubert, kind of the Viennese school. And what fascinates me about Chopin in particular is the connection with the organ, his fingerings, the way he writes the music. It very much goes back to Bach and even Mozart, who were both great organists. And another composer who was a great organist was Schumann as well. So I've just being able to put together these connections, you know, and it's really kind of enhanced my technique and the way I think about things, finger substitutions and all these different things that people kind of have forgotten about.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever tried the pedal piano studies?
Oh, that looks so fascinating, but I'm not good on my feet. I'm not a good dancer.
It's another coordination. That part is true.
Thank you.
Now, Rona, do you maintain a performance component of your life as well?
I wish I could say I did. I did perform more frequently in the past, but it's something that I haven't been very good at, finding the balance between, you mm-hmm. know, running the school, festival, teaching. I do a lot of teaching, which I really enjoy. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, just general, you know, mom and housekeeping and all that. So I think I'm stretched to my capacity. But I really would love to hopefully, you know, set aside that time. I just need to do it, don't I? Mm-hmm. Just need to do
getting,
it.
Yeah, just deciding to do it, that's, mm-hmm. that's sometimes half the battle. Now, your children that you mentioned before, are your students or have you done that? Were you their first teacher?
Well, I guess we were their first teacher from, you know, age 2 and 3. We started teaching them little tunes and they started coming up to the piano and copying what we were doing, that sort of thing. But I suppose from about age 4, 5, we found them a teacher. It was easier in the long run just mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. have a teacher that we could say, right, remember, teacher Lena said to do this. We'd refer to the notebook and it was in her handwriting and it was just easier to kind of maintain that discipline.
It gives It gives a little bit of space and you can say, oh, your teacher said, it's not mom says to do this in addition to everything else, but your teacher is...
Thank you.
Archie and Rona had with them their children, Solomon and Sheba. And I had a chance to talk with them. We're going to focus right now, though, on the music that they played, because these two young people are very fine pianists. And we're going to first hear from Sheba play music of Friedrich Chopin, this prelude in B minor. And then following that, Solomon will play a nocturne by John Field called Melancholy. And we'll conclude with Solomon as well playing music of Ernesto Nazareth, the Brazilian tango Odeon. Thank you. 10-year-old Solomon and 9-year-old Sheba Chin playing music of Friedrich Chopin, John Field, and Ernesto Nazareth. We have one more piece of music for you, and this goes back to the heart of the matter for Archie Chin. He'll be playing for us the Barcarolle, Opus 60 by Yes, Friedrich Chopin.
Thank you.
Well, we have our next festival coming up, the sixth edition, after our break, sabbatical. So we'll be refreshed and ready to go for the September.
That's really great. Yeah. Well, Archie Chen and Rona Chen and children Solomon and Sheba, thank you so much for coming by. And we anticipate your next trip here. And welcome again to the firehouse here on North Monroe. Some of you for the first time, and Archie, you for the second time. So it's been a delight to have you, and
thank
also
you.
A delight to hear you all play.
Thank you so
Thanks
much.
So much.